Listen, Dr. Masood, educating patient's name is Michael Odekirk, O-D-E-K-I-R-K, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L. Date of birth is? Date of birth is 5/26/1937. Date of service is? Mr. Odekirk is a very pleasant 88-year-old male with history of prostate adenocarcinoma, history of lung cancer, status post-radiation treatment, history of COPD, not on home oxygen, history of hypertension, history of nicotine dependence. Who was presented to the emergency room after he had a mechanical from standing in his driveway. He was found by his daughter. Work up in the emergency room showed significantly elevated white blood cell count. CK was also elevated. X-ray of the right hip showed acute intertrochanteric fracture of the right femur with medial displacement. Patient is admitted to the hospital. He underwent right cephalomedullary nailing of the right intertrochanteric fracture. He was transfused with blood. He was placed on oxygen. Patient had an episode with witnessed aspiration and was hypoxic, requiring escalation of oxygen to 6 liters. Patient was given breathing treatment, was placed on non-rebreather mask. Patient was being treated. Suctioning was done frequently. His symptoms did improve. Oxygenation improved. Patient was treated with nebulized breathing treatment. He was kept off antibiotics. Patient had minor bleeding around the surgical wound. Chest X-ray did show left lower lobe opacities concerning for atelectasis versus early pneumonia. Chronic radiation changes were also seen. Percussion and postural drainage for airway clearance was done. Speech pathology was consulted. Patient was subsequently doing better. PTOT was working with the patient. Patient was gradually weaned off the oxygen. He was transferred from the ICU. sputum did grow Serratia marcescens, but without signs of infection. Treatment was, no antibiotic was recommended. Patient was subsequently doing better. He was discharged from the hospital and admitted to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility. At the present time, he is laying in his bed. He feels comfortable. He denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any abdominal pain, no nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. He denies any significant pain other than when he ambulates or works with physical therapy. Past medical history has been significant for COPD, lung cancer, prostate cancer, elevated blood pressure. Past surgical history has been significant for colon surgery, eye surgery, radiation treatment, vasectomy, and prostate marker placement. Social history. Half pack of cigarettes a day. For 70 years, alcohol. He drinks moderate. Allergies to IVP dye. Current medications reviewed and as documented in EHR. Review of system, cardiovascular, no complaints of chest pains. Denies any history of exertional shortness of breath. He denies any history of CAD and no history of CHF. Respiratory system. History of respiratory system. He does have history of COPD, history of nicotine dependence, denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, denies any pain with deep inspiration. Gastrointestinal, no complaints of abdominal pain, denies any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no history of peptic ulcer disease. Genitourinary, he does have history of prostate cancer, status post-radiation treatment. Musculoskeletal, he does complaints of joint pain, history of fall. History of arthritis. All other systems were reviewed and found to be negative. Physical examination, vital signs reviewed and as documented in EHR. HENT examination was normal. Pupils vehicle round and reactive to light. Extraocular movements were intact. Neck was supple. No JVD, no lymphadenopathy. No carotid bruit, no thyromegaly. Heart SMLS2 was audible. Lungs was diminished breath sounds in the basis. No rails, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Ball sounds were positive. Extremities. No edema. Pulses bilaterally symmetrical. Neurological examination was grossly intact. Moving all four extremities. No focal deficit. Impression. Number one, status post fall. Next. Right intertrochanteric fracture. Status post intramedullary nailing, next aspiration pneumonia, next rhabdomyolysis, next acute blood loss anemia, next COPD, next mild to moderate aortic stenosis, next hypertension, next nicotine dependence, next insomnia. Treatment plan, patient admit to Wellbridge Rehabilitation Facility, will continue current medications, will consult physical and occupational therapy, will encourage him to eat slower bites and sitting upright while eating it and taking his time in chewing and swallowing the food. Continue other medications. We'll monitor his progress. We'll follow up on his progress. If he has any other symptoms or complaints, he'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Next patient is Lorraine Paruskiewicz, P-A-R-U-S-Z-K-I-E-W-I-C-Z, Lorraine, L-O-R-R-A-I-N-E. Date of birth is 9/17/1946. Date of service is 4/22/2026. Ms. Paruskiewicz is seen in her room today for a follow-up visit. She states that she's doing better. She's sitting up in her bed, having her dinner. She denies any complaints of chest pain, denies any shortness of breath, denies any palpitations, denies any complaints of any nausea, no vomiting, denies any diarrhea, no fever or chills, no other complaints. She on examination, general appearance was normal. HEENT examination was normal. Neck was supple, no JVD, no lymphadenopathy. Heart SNS2 was audible. Lungs was clear to auscultation. No rills, no wheezing. Abdomen was soft, non-tender. Pulse sounds were positive. Extremities, no edema. Impression, number one, insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus. Next, hyperlipidemia. Next, vestibular schwannoma. Next, questionable normal pressure hydrocephalus. Next, DJD. Next, encephalopathy. Treatment plan, discuss with patient about her symptoms. She seems to be stable. We'll continue current medications. We'll continue with PTOT and discuss with nursing staff who have raised no new issues. We'll monitor her progress. We'll follow up on her workup. If she has any other symptoms or complaints, she'll let the nurses know or call the office, period. Period. End of dictation.